This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump rallied a crowd in central Wisconsin with a list of his accomplishments in office and verbal attacks against protesters seeking racial equality. AP Washington correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In rural Mosinee, Wisconsin.
A very big hello, Wisconsin. We've been very good together.
President Trump says he'll continue helping American workers.
We passed record tax cuts and regulation cuts.
But if Joe Biden is elected president,
rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners, they win.
Calling for legislation to ban the constitutionally protected act of burning a flag. And denouncing governors, allowing large gatherings of protesters, but keeping residents at home because of the coronavirus.
You're not allowed to meet. You're not allowed to talk to anybody. You have to stay in a prison.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump's chief of staff told journalists aboard Air Force One Thursday that the president will not attend next week's UN General Assembly gathering in person. The decision marks an about-face for Mr. Trump, who last month said he wanted to deliver his speech in the General Assembly Hall in New York, even if other world leaders are staying away due to the coronavirus pandemic. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows ended the debate once and for all, telling reporters en route to Wisconsin that the president would not physically attend the General Assembly's 75th session, which will take place mainly by video conference due to the coronavirus health crisis. The main part of this year's UNGA, when world leaders take their turns to give speeches, runs through the week starting September 21st through September 29th. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray Thursday warned that Russia is interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential elections with a steady stream of misinformation aimed at Democrat Joe Biden, as well as sapping Americans' confidence in the election process. Speaking to the House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee, Ray said his biggest concern is steady drumbeats of misinformation that he feared could undermine confidence in the result of this year's election. The FBI's director, a testimony follows an August 7th warning by the director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center that Russia, China, and Iran were all trying to interfere in the November 3rd election. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has since responded, saying that Russia will pay a price for interfering in U.S. elections if he wins the White House, although he didn't offer any specifics. More than 944,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, and now we've reached and surpassed the milestone of 30 million infections globally. Just three countries, the United States, India, and Brazil, together make up more than a third of the deaths and half of the infections. The United States House of Representatives voted to condemn racism against Asian Americans tied to the coronavirus outbreak. A Democratic resolution to condemn racism against Asian Americans in response to the coronavirus outbreak was approved on a mostly party-line vote Thursday. Republicans called the legislation an election year effort to criticize President Trump and woke culture on steroids. The resolution calls on all public officials to condemn anti-Asian sentiment. Hundreds of migrants on Greece's island of Lesbos finally have a new place to stay. We get more from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Wearing masks and white coveralls, police escorted migrants camped out on a roadside to the new site on the island. The notoriously squalid Maria camp burned down last week, leaving more than 12,000 people in need of emergency shelter. Astrid Castellin, head of the UN Refugees Agency office on Lesbos, said it was essential that the migrants were found a new home.
It is a risk for security, for public health, and it's not dignity which we need for everyone.
Most of the migrants made homeless set up makeshift shelters made of sheets, blankets, reeds and cardboard along a stretch of road near the gutted camp. Authorities said the fires had been set deliberately by a small group of inhabitants angered by COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. I'm Karen Chamas.
More VOANews.com by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.